right, up next will be Washington coach Chris Peterson. We'll dial out to him here in another minute and continue the call when we have him online. All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Washington coach Chris Peterson. The Huskies are on the road at California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Press star then the number one, your telephone keypad. Again, that's star then the number one. Your first question is from Andy Ferrillo with the Sacramento Bee.
Hi, Coach. There's been a little bit written and said, and you've been quoted as talking about looking for the right guy, you know, to play for Washington. Can you describe what it is that you're looking for, and what makes the right guy?
Well, it's hard to figure. It's hard to find out, and we call them OKGs, our kind of guy. That are, simply put, really good dudes that are big time players. And so there's a lot into that, what that means to us, but that's what our coaches have done for a long time in terms of our recruiting process. And for everybody, it's always about getting the right fit for your style of offense or defense and the culture that you want to have. And, I think a lot of times coaches just get hung up on the type of player somebody is, and that's only gets us started.
Coach, also last December, you got a contract extension. At the time, your team was, I think, 5-6 or something like that. You were barely .500 going into the Washington State game, and since then you haven't lost. How important was that extension to the success that you're having now?
Zero. I mean, I it's awesome that they had confidence in myself and our staff, but that had nothing to do with what we're doing here. I mean, they wouldn't have done it if they didn't know what was going on inside this building and what we were building here with our culture, and, what we do with our guys and how we practice. And so I wasn't going to change our behavior one bit, whether they made an extension then or not. I mean, we're much, grateful for it. It means I can be here longer and all those things, but it wouldn't have changed our behavior in terms of how we treat our kids and how we coach and how we go about our business.
Terrific. Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question is for Ruth Robbins with 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Coach. I was wondering, going into this Cal game, there's some talk about, will the players be looking ahead to, USC the week after that? And a lot of pundits are basing that on some of the struggles that you guys had in Arizona. But, it's been weeks since then, and I just wondered how your team has come along in maturing to be able to put these things in proper perspective compared to how it was at the beginning of the season.
Well, we didn't overlook Arizona by any stretch.
Yeah.
I can't make that more loud and clear. I mean, Arizona played us tough. They made plays. Our guys were playing their tails off. This is how this league goes. And I think our guys really understand that. If Cal beats us, it's not because we're overlooking them. I can guarantee you that. Our guys watch tape. They know that this is a prolific offense. They're going to score a lot of points. We're going to have to score points. They play very hard on defense. And so we're right in the middle, Ruth, of, all that preparation. And like I said, it won't be because we overlook Cal by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, and as a follow-up to that, and thank you for that answer, as a follow-up to that, too, in all this college football playoff hoopla going on, there's also this line of thought, well, Washington's still young in terms of winning and blah, blah, blah. And I just wondered, as a coach, because when you were at Boise, you coached teams to great success. Is there anything psychologically that goes into that with your team in terms of getting them in that mindset to be competing for a championship and being able to keep that in perspective?
Well, I think to compete for a championship, you got to compete one game at a time. And that's always been our, our mantra and our mission. And I think our kids so far they see that. I mean, they get it, how much football is left to play. Everybody else wants to talk about it, and everybody else is, semi-irritated that I don't want to talk about it. But that's not the way – that's not the way to go about your business. If you're trying to win championships, it's one at a time. It's not talking about a championship a month out. That doesn't work. So, yeah, that's what we do.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Ruth.
Your next question is from David Bush with BearInsider.com.
Morning, Coach. Just what the contribution that Jeff Tedford has made to your success, and just what exactly his role is. How hands-on is he? How much do you lean on him? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. He's awesome. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed having him around here. You know, we go way back, and so I knew we'd be on the same page philosophically. You know, he's a consultant. He doesn't do any coaching of our guys whatsoever. He's never on the field even. But he's, you know, he's in our coaching meetings, and you know, he looks at things, and he's an idea guy, and you know, he's really good for me being a head coach, and you know, all experience he has, that you know, he brings things to my attention that not other guys really can because they haven't been in his shoes. And he's been wonderful. He's been really, really helpful for me and for us as a program.
Thanks.
You got it.
Your next question is from Kyle Goon with the Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, Chris, I was wondering some of those penalties that showed up in the game, especially on third down situations and near the end zone. You guys only had four penalties, but what did you kind of say to your team, or did you address that after the game?
Oh, yeah. You know, those type of penalties are always, I mean, that's, you know, public enemy number one around here in my book. When guys are, you know, not playing with poise and those type of things. We, you know, you're going to get some of those penalties. We got a face mask penalty down there. Those things happen, guys playing hard. But, you know, to keep two drives alive by, you know, personal foul type things, throwing the quarterback down and, you know, saying something, you know, that's not something that we're about.
And furthermore, you know, Utah lost the game, obviously, and then moved up to number 16 in the rankings, up one spot from last week in the AP poll. What do you think that says about your team and how it's viewed when other teams play your team close?
Well, you know, I think I don't know if it's about our team. I think everybody, you know, has a lot of respect for Utah and that program and knows it's a heck of a team. And you know, we expected a hard-fought game. I mean, that game could have gone either way. And, you know, we were lucky enough to make a play at the end. And so, you know, that's what I really think it says. And, you know, at that time, at this time of the season, we had two good teams going at it. And I think we all know there's a lot more football to be played, and a lot of things will change, you know, in this next month of football.
Thank you.
You got it.
Our next question is from David Bear with the Houston Chronicle.
During your years at Boise, you had to deal, I'm sure, frequently with rumors that, well, he's looking at this school, he's looking at that school, he's going here, he's going there. How difficult is that to deal for a coach and for his players to deal with? How did you deal with it during those years at Boise, and what suggestions would you have for people who are dealing with it now?
Well, it was easy for me because I wasn't going anywhere. I was there 14 years, and every year that I was there, there was always rumors, and so our kids knew where I stood on those type of things. And so, you know, for most of my time there, it wasn't even an issue because they just knew I wasn't going anywhere. And then, you know, towards the latter part of my time there, you know, that was always a question I'd get. And I was always very honest and say, look how long I've been here. But I also said, I'm not making any guarantees, you know, because I'm planning on staying. But, you know, I think a lot of coaches say things that they plan on, and then that changes. And so, I mean, I always think honesty is the best policy, and that pretty much solves a lot of things.
Obviously, Tom Herman has to deal with some of these things now at the University of Houston. He's not been at Houston as long as you were at Boise, but I just didn't know if those things sort of, if they're just background noise to players and coaches, or if they really can have an effect on people.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I think everybody's situation's a little different, and it really wasn't an issue for me over at Boise. You know, Tom's situation could be different. I don't really know.
How many of those rumors were ever true that they floated about you?
Pretty much zero. You know, maybe one or two. You know, but it wasn't much because every year there was a lot of them, and you know, 99% of them weren't true.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, with your high ranking, people just expect you to show up and win, and we know that's not the case. How difficult is it to win a Pac-12 conference game on the road, especially against a highly ranked team?
Yeah, I just think it's hard in general. You know, I think it just proves out if you look who's beaten who in this conference. You know, I just think it's hard to win in this conference and certainly on the road. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, to play your best every week, and I think that's what you have to do, or you're going to lose or have a really good chance of losing. And, you know, that's kind of always been our, you know, one of the things we preach around here, and our guys get it. You know, a lot of our guys have played enough Pac-12 games to understand that, yeah, if we don't show up to and really have our best effort and execute with precision, that, you know, you're not going to win that Saturday.
Coach, watching film, is there one player on Cal's offense you have to contain?
I think that they're highly skilled, and I don't think there's one. I think they can hurt you different ways. You know, I think the quarterback is excellent, and I think they got those receivers. It's not just one of them. You know, usually if there's one, you can take care of that. But when there's three of them, I think that's hard. And I like the running backs. I think those guys run very hard. They got a big offensive line that, you know, covers guys up and creates holes. And so, I mean, there's a reason they're scoring as many points as they are. It's not any one guy. I just think they got a lot of skill and they got a good scheme.
Coach, last question. Thank you for your time today. On the other side of the ball, is there one player on the Bears defense you need to account for every play?
Well, again, I think that they have some guys that play extremely hard. I think that the defensive lineman in there, number nine, I think his last name is it Looney? I think he played against us last year. They have a few guys who played against us last year, but he really kind of jumps out. I think he does a good job. I like how their guys play. I think they know what they're doing, and they run around, and they play with good effort.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
We've got time for one more question.
Your next question is from Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network.
Coach, quick one on Sidney Jones.
Yeah.
When you watch him play, he balls, and then you start reading about him. He's an academic All-American. I mean, where is this guy a difference maker in your eyes?
Well, we got a few guys like Sidney in terms of, you know, they're awesome to be around, and Sidney's one of those guys. Sidney's a quiet guy, but he always shows up to practice, being all business, and you know that's what he just does. He takes care of business on and off the field, Yogi. I mean, he's obviously, you know, so he shows up and he goes to work, and then he treats his academics the same way. And, you know, he's a fun guy to coach and be around, just because those guys are easy, you know, in terms of you tell them something, they get it. They're self-motivated, so they want to do well. They're trying to be the best they can. And so he kind of checks all those boxes.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right.
All right, that'll do it for you, Chris. Hey, appreciate your time today, and good luck this week.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You bet. We'll see you.